We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, one of the great football writers out there, for now of NBC Sports.
Oh, my God.
And that, of course, is Peter King.
Peter King. Peter, how are you?
Everything's good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're great, Peter. How can we be bad?
I got to start off with this for you, and I think Joe will appreciate this, because I listen to your podcast, and I follow you, and I respect your opinion, even if I disagree. I trust your opinion. And Peter King was one of the guys who did not attack Mike McCarthy.
Wow.
He, in fact, said, if I'm not mistaken, Peter, you believe that the best hire for the New York Jets would have been Mike McCarthy. Am I right about
that? Too, so.
At the start of the process, I thought the best hire for the New York Jets would be Mike McCarthy. Now, I've since come to realize that, in my opinion, after hearing a few things, that Mike McCarthy is best suited to have a year off. I don't know that his heart and soul and Mike McCarthy, the person, would have been all into this because of his family. He would have been all in if he took the job, but I do think that he believes right now that the best thing for me is to take a year off. I also think, and I wrote this last week, that the biggest surprise to me in this whole process of these eight jobs, number one biggest surprise, not even close, was the fact that basically one team was interested in Mike McCarthy. And that's stunning to me. It's really stunning to me. I mean, it is stunning to me that, for instance, that when you look at this whole process, what really, really is a surprise is that the Cleveland Browns did not interview Mike McCarthy. And, you know, John Dorsey, you know, this would have been like about 8 years ago. John Dorsey used to play golf with Mike McCarthy all the time. They're good friends. So that was a tell to me. That's very interesting to me. Now, I'm not saying that Mike McCarthy is going to become Brian Billick, you know, a guy who wins a Super Bowl, loses his job a few years later, and then never gets another chance. Because I don't think that's the case. I think McCarthy is very well respected in football circles. And I do think that if you ask Brett Favre and a young Aaron Rodgers about Mike McCarthy, they'll swear by his ability to coach a quarterback. But it's just my opinion that in the last year or so, the reason that I would look at Aaron Rodgers and describe him as, I don't want to say uninspired, but kind of a desultory last couple of years, including his injury. I think I'm right in saying this. The last 51 games that McCarthy coached in Green Bay, I think all but eight of which were quarterbacked by Aaron Rodgers. They were 25-25-1. And that says to me that Mike McCarthy really, even though you could say whatever you wanted about the talent there, but Mike McCarthy was not as imaginative as he needed to be and didn't progress his offense as much as he needed to take full advantage of the talent he had in Green Bay.
What's your thoughts, talking to the great Peter King? You know, I wanted McCarthy coaching the Jets, and I wasn't thrilled about Adam Gase. I would feel better about him, Peter, if he had been a coordinator again after the Miami job, and then they hired him. I don't love the fact that he's walking right into the Jet job. But overall, what do you think
he's
about
a commanding,
this?
Here's the thing. I talked to Gase the other day. I know him a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know him great, but I know him a little bit. And he's a commanding presence. You know, there's some things that I really, really like about Gase and some things that worry me about Gase. It worries me some that, you know, he had, and some of this was injury related. but he had such a hodgepodge of quarterbacks, and none of them could play great football. He couldn't revive Jay Cutler into the player he was in Chicago in that one year in 2016. And he could never make Ryan Tannehill. I mean, I've read places that Tannehill had his best year under under Gase. That, to me, is damning with faint praise. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. So what?
Right,
was he ever,
sure.
Was he ever better than a C-plus quarterback? I don't think so. I mean, he had some very good games. But would you ever say, man, we'd love to build our franchise around Ryan Tannehill? No, never. And you know, and again, look, I realize he was hurt for 19 games. And you know, and then again this year he was hurt. So it's hard to judge him. But the fact is that, you know, they had mediocre quarterback play. And that is right. That's Adam Gase's bailiwick. So that would, I'm not saying that would in any way disqualify him, because I think he's a really good coach of the quarterbacks. And I'm dead serious. This stuff about Peyton Manning and all this, mm-hmm. that is real. That's
yeah, but come on, he was
Peyton
already
Manning.
But it's Peyton Manning,
though,
Pete. You know, I mean, how can
no,
I?
No. I'm not saying that he made Peyton Manning better. I don't mean that. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is the respect that Peyton Manning had for Adam Gase is absolutely unequivocally real. And Adam Gase, you know, I think one of the really interesting things about Adam Gase is that he saved a lot of his, those voice texts, that Manning would send him. Like it'd be midnight on a Thursday and Manning would dictate a 2-minute, voice memo into his phone and he'd send it to Gase. So that in the morning when Gase would get into work, Gase would be asleep. In the morning when he would get into work, he would listen to these oftentimes more than one text, voice text that he was left by Manning, and he would incorporate that into the next day. And believe me, this thing about Manning call, and I have no idea what Manning said when McCagnan and Johnson asked him, but this Manning would not be saying anything that he really didn't believe, because I can tell you he really thought that Gase was a good coach of the quarterback. So just take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, well,
right.
we'll see what he does.
He's the coach, so you know, let's hope he's great. You know, let's hope he's the guy. Pete.
Yeah, we'll see him. He'll have a chance.
I tell you what, the Greg Williams hire I thought was terrific. By the way, that really made me feel a lot better. I have to say that, Pete.
Well, because to me, when you look at their defense. You know, for whatever reason, that's been a vastly underachieving defense.
No question.
And this year, you could just see the reason. Look, I really like Todd Bowles, both as a coach and a person, but the expiration date passed. It just did. Because especially toward the end of the year, those two or three times when he was so angry and so fed up with their lack of discipline and their stupid, stupid penalties. Oh, my God.
Tell me about it.
It was madness.
But that's, you know what, though, Pete? That's his – you know what? He may be a terrific coordinator. He was a terrible coach. He's the worst coach they had since Richie Kotite. And to me, it's not even a debate. It really isn't. Not even a debate. Al Groh's one year, they went 9-7.
Yeah, they went 9-7.
I can't. I don't know what Al Groh couldn't wait to get out of there. So I can't. You can't even. I can't even bring up Al Groh for one year.
That's the weirdest mini era in Jets history.
Oh my God, he couldn't wait to go coach Virginia.
Belichick to Groh,
right?
How about Groh walking away to coach the friggin' Virginia Cavaliers?
No, of course. and don't forget this too, Pete. They were 9-4 and lost their last three games too to blow the playoffs that year. You know these games. Yeah. I never forget this stuff, Pete. You kidding me? Don't get me going.
Isn't
Don't get me going
isn't
on Al Groh.
His son's the OC of the Eagles, right? Mike Groh.
Yeah, Mike Groh.
Yeah.
Mike Groh had the one of the great achievements in New Jersey high school football history. Right, I used to live in Montclair.
What did he do? I'm not aware of this. What did he do
at Montclair High School? He played for Randolph High. I don't know what this was. This is 25 years ago.
Right. Okay.
But I was living in Montclair, and they were playing the state sectional championship game. And their kicker got hurt for Randolph, and Mike Groh came in, and like right at the final gun, he kicked like 40-yard. He'd never kicked a field goal in a game before. Mm. And he kicked like a 40-yard field goal to win the sectional championship and send Randolph to the Meadowlands to play for the state championship.
Mm. Wow.
And last year, I asked Grohl about it, and he goes, yeah, tell these guys. They don't think I used to play football. but anyway, it was that's a fun little story about Mike Grohl.
Just wait. In about 3 or 4 years, he'll be the next head coach of the Jets. He'll be the next hot offensive coordinator that becomes the coach.
Oh, my God.
Mike Grohl.
It's painful.
We're talking to the great Peter King. Let's take a look at some of these games. First of all, last week with Kansas City, I think the most impressive thing about the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes gets all the attention, as he should, Andy Reid. Their defense played a hell of a game. They got pressure on Andrew Luck.
You know what that is? You know what that is, Evan? That, to me, is the return of Justin Houston.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Because remember, when they first played the Patriots in Week 6, Houston is out with a hamstring injury. And when he came back, they sort of felt their way a little bit. And last week, Andrew Luck, this is a bad defense for a lot of the pocket quarterbacks to play against. And it was bad for Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was awful last week, by the way.
Absolutely.
Awful.
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 Yeah, he was awful.
But a lot of that was the fact that you got Dee Ford coming from one side.
Right.
You got Justin Houston from the other side. You got Chris Jones, this vastly underrated three technique tackle in the middle of the line, and you look at it and you basically say, these guys are utterly fantastic. And the reason that happened is that they found a way against the Indianapolis line to get pressure, which other teams had not been able to do. Josh McDaniel's biggest job this week, by far, is to figure out how to neutralize that three-headed monster in their front seven.
Do you now? All right, so let me ask you that. So, do you think? Because to me, you got to hit Brady. I mean, the Chargers didn't even get near him in the game on Sunday. Can you see Ford and Houston and Jones and these guys actually getting to him in this game, Pete?
Well, I can. I don't know that they will, but I could see it. The amazing thing about the Patriots last week, when you think about it, and I went back and looked at this. Just imagine this. They played a 60-minute football game against a good defensive team.
Right,
okay?
Right.
They play, you know, because the Chargers are a good defensive team. They play a 60-minute football game, and in that game, they never had third and long, ever. Not one time.
Yeah, you're right.
They had their longest third down was third and six. They had that once, and every other time it was third and five or less. That, to me, is categorically amazing. You go up against a good defense, and every time you have a manageable third down. That's why they killed that team, because they didn't have – first of all, obviously, Brady had all the time in the world, first of all. And secondly, he clearly they were so confident in what they could do in the early downs, and they kept doing it play after play after play.
Speaking of third and long, I keep thinking of third and 16 on that endless Saint drive when Drew Brees connected with Michael Thomas. And then a few plays later, after there was another penalty, they finally punched in. And that was some drive the Saints put together where they overcame 3 or 4 offensive penalties.
How about Andres Pete last week? Now, you know, Andres Pete, the guard, he's playing with a broken hand, and he just had surgery, so obviously it couldn't be easy. 2 false starts and 2 holding penalties.
Yeah, wiping out a touchdown.
And he was terrible last week. And so I'll tell you what, you know, the Saints, I like the Saints in this game, but you better be careful. I mean, because look, the Saints lose Sheldon Rankins, their best interior defensive lineman. So they lose Sheldon Rankins, and now they have to play against this. I mean, how shocking is it that the Rams have Todd Gurley, one of the best running backs in football, and now this week they may be in a job share. He might be in a job share with a guy they picked up off the street, a month ago, C.J. Anderson. The C.J. Anderson story is pretty amazing, really, but he might be in a job share with a guy who, played this year, was on 3 teams that had losing records and couldn't use them: Denver, Carolina, and Oakland.
Hmm. It is amazing. Do you see them being able to run the ball down their throats like they did to the Cowboys last week? against the Saints?
I don't think they're going to run it down their throats, but yeah, I think they're going to be able to run it okay.
Okay.
So what's your feeling? What are we looking at in 2 weeks at the Super Bowl?
I would pick New England and New Orleans, but I wouldn't be surprised at any outcome, quite literally, because I could see the Rams winning that game. I definitely could see Patrick Mahomes winning that game. I mean, even though the weather is going to be different than it was in New England, Mahomes threw two interceptions in the first half. He's down 24-9 at halftime. And then in the second half in Foxborough in week six, Mahomes puts up 31 points. And I got this vivid memory from week six. I covered that game. It's midnight on the East Coast, or quarter of 12, whatever, that's Sunday night. And Patrick Mahomes and his team, they're walking off the field. And they look like they were out for a walk in the park. You know how when you lose a game like that, 43-40 at the end, your first loss of the year, some guys are going to be bitter, throw their helmets, get angry. He wasn't at all. Not a single guy on that team. Andy Reid, in fact, stopped, shook my hand, and said, "Hey, how you doing?" And I mean, and that's because they knew that day that they really had. That was Patrick Mahomes in the Crucible, and he played great after those first two interceptions, and he put up 40 points on the New England Patriots. So the Chiefs are not afraid of what they're going to see Sunday in Kansas City at all.
Hmm. Are you going to Kansas City for this game?
I'm going to Kansas City, yeah.
Okay.
Braving the elements.
Bring the warm stuff, you know?
Indeed.
It's not going to be that bad. It's going to be 20, I guess, at kickoff.
Yeah, it's warmed up.
Could be worse.
The forecast is definitely. Well, could always be worse. I look at that weather, I say that's typical. It's January weather. When it's 5 below, that's a little bit rougher. But 20 degrees, yeah. I mean, it's the winter. It's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So have fun, Peter. We appreciate you coming on.
Always a pleasure.
All right, guys. Thank you.
See you.
The great Peter King, as we get you ready for Championship Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.